and we're talking to Richard Masser. Call the number 212-209-2950. Ask for a DVD, that amazing soundtrack to Tumbledown, and also go to givetowbai.org and get yourself one of those CDs or a pair of tickets to the amazing movie. And we're going to be talking to Al Giordano about the elections in the next hour.
But anyway, and you know, I know I'm an odd voice right now on, you know, for WBAI in this particular election. I just want people...
You're the right-wing member of the listenership.
I mean, nobody's ever accused me of
I know, but here before. You could be, but, actually, yeah. at WBAI.
But I just want to say that Bernie Sanders should be given full props for everything he's done throughout his life, throughout his career, and so should Hillary Clinton. And the fact that anyone is even pretending to dismiss her amazing accomplishments, her extraordinary service to this country as being not particularly meaningful to them, in my opinion, demonstrates a lack of perspective. And I hope that changes going forward. I think there was a lot of that going on, especially in New Hampshire, from what the news reports mm-hmm. seem to say. And I hope that changes. She deserves our respect. In my opinion, she deserves our support. But also... If it turned out that this was a great experiment that ends up nominating Bernie, I will support him with everything I have, just as I will Hillary Clinton. And I hope everybody else feels the same way, that we have to support whoever this nominee is going to be, because whoever this nominee is going to be is the only chance we have of not. What there's a book. I just want to recommend that people get this book by. Oh, my God. Who wrote Babbitt? Anybody? Sinclair Lewis. And it's called It Can't Happen Here.
Oh, yeah.
It's an amazing book. It's a little bit turgid in places and not like penises. I can say penises.
The other kind of turgid. Okay.
But it's a little bit turgid in places, but it is a really predictive book about demagogues taking over the United States and enforcing a regime in this country which is based in religious fanaticism and male domination and control of thought. And it's funny and it's acerbic as all. It's not Sinclair Lewis. God, what is his name?
Well, no. Babbitt is Sinclair Lewis.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, then it is Sinclair Lewis.
Yeah.
Who's the guy who
Upton
wrote...
Upton Sinclair? No.
Who's
whatever?
The one who wrote the books about the cabinet and the lion and the thing?
Oh, no, C.S. Lewis.
Yeah, that's why I was getting confused. Yes, so it's Sinclair Lewis. It Can't Happen Here. Read this book. It will terrify you. It is so much
and
what's going on.
And this is what Trump
now.
Would be.
Totally.
Cruz, yeah.
No, but Trump really, because it's somebody coming out of, I mean, this is the definition of fascism, which is the melding of industry and government into a single unit. That's what fascism is. That's what he represents. That's part of what Bernie is railing against. But what he's railing against is like namby-pamby fascism. This would be real fascism if Trump were to become president. Anyway, thank you guys so much.
Thank
for
you
having
so much.
Me.
Can you come back? No. Thank you for coming in. We
want
Gabe. I feel like I deprived him of like the most fun he could ever have because
I will come back. Yeah, anytime you guys
you
ask.
You made
me.
That promise. Okay, guys, we're holding him to it. Okay. Accountability on yes. Then
WBAI
send your money.
Deserves
we're
your
play,
support.
We're going to take a little short break. We're going to play some music from this very amazing film, Tumbledown, that you guys need to call.
And watch Transparent.
Oh, we didn't even have time. That's like the best show ever.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm on it a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we're also on iTunes. So.
iTunes, yes, please. Subscribe to The Katie Halper Show on iTunes, SoundCloud. And also, Gabe and I are going to be performing tomorrow and emceeing a debate watch party.
Laughing Liberally, and it's going to be at Jimmy's 43.
Yes, Jimmy's 43 between 2nd and 3rd, so make sure you go to that tomorrow. That's Thursday, the 11th. We're so excited to have spoken to Richard Masser. He's definitely coming back in. We're going to stalk him until he does. And I took a nice picture of him and Gabe. It's really cute. I'll be posting that. So make sure you come out to that. Again, that's tomorrow night for the debate. Bait Watching Party with Drinking Liberally is hosting it, and Laughing Liberally is hosting it. Gabe and I will be riffing on it during the commercials, so you can also hear what's actually going on. And our good friend, Juliana Forlano, who has a show, as you all know, on WBI as well, she and the hilarious comedian Randy Credico will be performing this Sunday at a show at the Commons Cafe at 388 Atlantic, which is right where we do this show. So make sure you go to that. That's going to be a great show. Politics, love, you know how it is. You can't separate the two. They go hand in hand like I don't know what. And we're so excited. We're about to talk to Al Giordano. We're just, again, going to take a little break, and you're going to listen to this show. You're going to subscribe on iTunes. You're going to follow it on SoundCloud,
Twitter.
On Twitter.
And
also,
what was offered
during
this show.
And you are going to get yourself tickets to this amazing movie or this amazing soundtrack. Just go to give2wbai.org. Again, that's give to WBI.org.
The name of the movie.
Oh, Tumbledown. And get yourself tickets to see Tumbledown in New York City. It's a great movie. Everyone's in it. Blythe Danner's in it. Tumbledown. It's an amazing film at Village East Cinemas. And Rebecca Hall is in it. Jason Sudeikis. Can't ever remember how to say his name.
Jason Sudeikis.
Like us on Facebook. We have a very active Facebook page now. It's called The Katie Halber Show. And we're about to talk to Al Giordano. We're going to tell you about another thing that you can get if you donate to the show, to the station. Another really nifty gift that we're really excited to share with you. Go to The Katie Halber Show on Facebook. We're blowing up. We're creating memes. We created a killer mic thing based on a show that we did with Nando Villa and Gabe, and came up with this idea that they should make buddy movies, and I made a thing of it for Instagram, and Killer Mike himself liked it. He said,
"Awesome image, by the way."
Thank you.
And what app did you use?
You know what I do? I'm going to let you guys in on a little treat. And this alone, you should donate to the show for this, because I'm going to give you so much information.
A life hack.
A life hack, right? A little life hack. Gabe likes to give life hacks about making spicy cheese doodles. I'm going to give you a life hack about how you can use Preview to edit images. You just use Preview. You go to the drop down that gives you more options for selection. It's not just a square. You use the lasso thing. And I did that whole thing, that Ride Along 3 in Preview. And it makes me feel both like really talented and also kind of like a Rain Man. I feel like a Rain Man because I'm you know, not using Photoshop. But sometimes you're at your parents playing with the dog. You don't have all your supplies on you.
You found a workaround.
I found a work. It's called a hack. Life hack around. But again, you're listening to The Katie Halper Show. Also, we're going to talk to Al Giordano. Al Giordano, who is the publisher and writer at Narco News. He's been live on the show. He's talking to us all the way from the Mexico. And we're really excited to talk to him. And he's going to be calling in. And we are going to just play this song, take a little bit of a musical break, and we will be right back. It doesn't hurt. If I don't come home, I'll be out with the storm. Turn up the volume on the choir. Do, 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 we're through. Chase the rainbows and no sign of life, my friends. Darkness, tell me who I was. Echo all in. Rewind and then erase. Mainstays and saving grace. Mainstays, my resting place. Welcome back to the Katie Halper Show. This is the Katie Halper Show. I'm your host, Katie Halper. I'm here with my co-host, my co-pilot, my co-coping mechanism advisor, Gabe Pacheco.
What's up?
What's up, everybody? Here I am.
Here he is, present. Presente. I like when you say present. Gabe and I will both be performing and emceeing a very fun event tomorrow night. That's Thursday the 11th. We'll be doing a debate watching party at Jimmy's, number 43. That's 7th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues. It's going to be a great time for all. And, yeah, come and watch the debate with Drinking Liberally and Laughing Liberally. It's going to be great. And we are here every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Tonight, we're here for a double stretch, a two-hour stretch. We're doing some fundraising. We want you to call in. Whatever you do, just pick up the phone. Sorry, that sounds so weird and ridiculous. Sorry. Whatever you do, just pick up the phone. That's going to be my motto moving forward. I'm trying to really imagine and visualize the intention so that you guys do this. 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Call. If you want to hear this voice, this Jewess, godless Jewess, feminine, slightly nasal, maybe slightly nasal voice. There's no, Reggie just made a face like, what, like not slightly as in very nasal or?
You interpret it however you want it.
Well,
he's
just making an expression. Anyway, if you want to hear this show, please call in to that number, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Go to give2wbi.org. That's give2wbi.org. Get yourself tickets to the amazing film Tumble Down that we just talked to Richard Masser about, or a soundtrack. Now, we're also offering an amazing gift for you. Just for $50, you have an amazing, amazing DVD called Narcomania. And that is related to our guest who we're so excited to have on right now, Al Giordano. Are you there, Al?
It is me. It is I.
Yay. Al's in this
room. Katie.
How are you?
Hi, Gabe. Hi, Reggie.
Hey, Al.
Gabe and Al, I think Reggie should be jealous because there's a bromance between Gabe and Al. Am I right, Gabe?
Because Gabe has the best name out of all of you. His name is Pacheco.
There it is.
Which means?
That's Mexican for 420.
Yes. It means hi, everyone.
All day, bro.
And, Al, we're going to play, in a couple minutes, we're going to play a clip, actually, of Al talking about the drug wars and politics. And the really cool thing about that is that you're going to hear it, you're going to love it, and then you're going to call in. Gabe, what are they going to do? They're going to what in?
They're going to call in.
Mm-hmm. You see? Gabe's listening. I hope the audience is. They're going to call 212-209-2950. Again, that's 212-209-2950. Just call. Say, hey, I'd really like to donate, and as a thank you gift, get a copy of Narcomania or Narcomania. And also you can go to give2wbi.org. That's give2wbi.org. You're going to get this amazing DVD that has a bunch of very, very funny videos. In fact, Foreigner watches on that, right, Al?
That is correct.
Oh, wow. This is great.
Starring
yours truly.
Katie Halper.
I play a Mexpert in it. In fact, maybe we'll play a little bit of a clip from that, too, just where I talk about how I know so much about Mexicans. It's not just through my friendship with Gabe Pacheco. And Al is, again, a publisher and writer at Narco News. And we actually, when we had Bill Conroy on, that was a piece that Bill published at Narco News to talk about Sean Penn, right?
Correct.
That was a great piece. So Al is a real numbers guy. You know, some men are into various parts of the body. You know, can I say those words?
Digits is fine.
Can I say butt?
You can't
say
butt.
Can I say ASS? I just thought it would be funny. I'm deconstructing my own joke.
How about glutes?
They're glutes men, they're mammary men, and then they're numbers men. And of course, Al is probably all of those things, too. I don't mean to...
He's holistic.
He's holistic in his approach. Gabe just did that thing that he does, Al. You've heard this show before. He may have done it when you were on, where Gabe has a very adorable laugh, and he looks away from the mic, so lest he be recorded on the radios... actually laughing. But I want everyone to know that Gabe and I laughed out loud.
I'm a chuckle ninja.
He's a chuckle ninja. So, Al, tell us what it looks like from the Mexico, what these elections are looking like for you.
Yeah, well, there was a big vote yesterday in New Hampshire, wasn't there?
There was. And our friend Reggie Cushing was there. We have to get him on the show.
Well you and Rennie must be very happy today.
Yeah, Rennie, and I just called him Reggie because I got Reggie on the mind. Rennie Cushing, who's a representative in New Hampshire and a big opponent of the death penalty. And, yeah, he's feeling the burn, and I'm feeling the burn.
But he organized the Seacoast of New Hampshire for Bernie Sanders.
Right. So So that's one thing that distinguishes us. Me and
him. Like you are, you both also are professors of the School of Authentic Journalism. And Lenny and I organized in the No Nukes movement years ago. Now, you have to remember, 8 years ago, the Seacoast was where Clinton piled up her biggest margins and was able to defeat Barack Obama in the New Hampshire primary. And the first town to come out where the results came out was Seabrook last night. And Seabrook was where they built the nuke that Rennie and I fought against, and many people in our, many WBAI listeners fought against it, too, years ago. And the Seabrook results showed Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump winning. I remembered, do you want to hear the school cheer for Seabrook? It's great.
No curses, right?
A B R B R O O K Seabrook, Seabrook till I die. Aya Bubba, Aya.
Oh, I like it. I like that. Aya, is that a New Hampshire thing?
It's a New England thing.
New England thing, okay.
New Hampshire, Maine, Northern New England.
Got it. Right. Is Connecticut New England?
Technically.
Okay, so I went to college in New England then.
You did, yes.
Okay, awesome. And Al, what were you surprised, by the way, about last night?
No. In fact, I have this newsletter, Al Giordano's America, that I send to subscribers, that I send to donors of the Fund for Authentic Journalism to help encourage them to support that project after they first support WBAI, of course.
Of course.
And
WBAI.org.
I before every primary, I send out my projections. And not only did I get the Bernie Sanders victory correct within 3 points, but also that Trump would win, that Kasich would come in second, and then I thought Bush would come in third, but I wasn't unhappy to be wrong, and Ted Cruz slipped in ahead of him. You want to hear my 30-second summary of the Republican side, and then we'll talk about the fun stuff on the Democrat side?
I think the Republicans is the fun side, honestly, but yes, please.
Okay, so here's the Republican primary results last night in Trump. I won! John Kasich, I am the anti-Trump. Jeb Bush, I beat Rubio. Ted Cruz, I beat Rubio, too. Marco Rubio. Barack Obama knows exactly what he's doing.
That is probably one of the most insightful things that Rubio has said, right? He basically is like praising Obama for being an intentional person. I think that's what they would call it, life coaches.
If Bernie or Hillary would just say that in a debate, they'd lock up the nomination.
What do you mean?
If Bernie or Sanders or Hillary Clinton were to stand up at a debate and say, you know what? Barack Obama knows exactly what he's doing. Then all of us who are like Obama people might pick one of them.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Right.
Trying to, like, you know, run away from Obama a little bit, and we don't like that.
Right.
It's ironic that the one thing that Bernie or Hillary could have said to have a slam dunk victory all the way through the convention is something a Republican said, and it gets him drummed out of the race,
pretty much. Interesting. Yeah, why did it get him drummed out of the race, though, Rubio? I thought people
would
like that.
They don't want to hear it. They're like, la, 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 we can't hear you.
Because it's not...
They don't want to believe Obama knows what he's doing, because then that would mean everything they're doing is being manipulated by him. And
I see. So he tried to demonize Obama, but it was too, like, empowering of him.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I mean, if somebody says Al Giordano knows exactly what he's doing, I'm going to take
a... You want that on your tombstone?
Well, I want my tombstone more like Buffy the Vampire Slayer's.
Which is what? Sorry, I don't watch.
She saved the world a lot.
Oh, I like that. That's good. He saved the world a lot. I'm going to put that. I mean, I'm going to... that sounded way too morbid. I don't want to talk about my tombstone. Because I'm never going to die. What if I was like, I had this weird thing where I really...
Like a phobia?
Yeah. Well, I mean, don't we all have it? It's called the human condition. Am I right?
Snap.
Boom. Clap. But Al, we're going to play, just so that people know, people probably have already, lots of people listening I know are Al Giordano and Narco News fans, because
if you're not, get involved with the movement.
Yeah. Get up on it. jump on it.
You're listening to us right now, but you can open your laptop and go to Narco News right now.
Right, but not right now, because you don't want to get like nauseated from reading and listening to us. So later, at 8 o'clock, we, by all means, get on that. But we're going to play a little clip of a video. This video, which is this one I just sent you, Reggie, this video is from a video that we made at the School of Authentic Journalism, which is happening again in June. And it's about the war on drugs and kind of the oversimplification, if you will, of the war on drugs. And you'll be hearing a woman named Heather McEwen introduce a character named Ida Dumas. That's me. And you'll see I'm playing the expert. And this is one of the many movies, short films, viral videos that you can get when you pledge to WBAI. Just go to give2wbai.org. That's give2wbai.org. Or call 212-209-2950. Again, that's 212-209-2950. Get this DVD. It's hysterical. We're going to play you a little bit of it now.
It's hard to imagine this kind of depravity. To help us better understand what we're seeing, we've invited Ida Dumas to the show. Ida is an analyst for the FBI and the president of AFBM, also known as Americans for Better Mexicans. Ida, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Nancy.
So, Ida, tell me, you've been seeing some of these terrifying images coming out of Mexico. Can you help us to understand what we're seeing?
Unfortunately, Nancy, this is typical behavior. I'm not surprised at all.
Of course. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, as you know, Nancy, I've been studying Mexican culture for years. I've dated tons of Mexicans. I mean, a lot of Mexicans. And as an analyst, of course, I don't like to make generalizations, but all of my data indicates that Mexicans are liars.
Thank you, Ida. So, Pete, a few more questions for our Mexican friend. How long have you been addicted to crack?
That, guys, that little nugget was from this film, short viral video we made called Foreigner Watch. And you didn't even hear the half of it. I mean, there's visuals because it's a video, right? And we're talking radio. So you don't even know how great that video is. But it's pretty hysterical. It's informative. It's about the drug wars. And all you have to do is take out your phone. Give a call to 212. Again, that is
212-209-2950.
See, I'm not a numbers woman, okay, guys? 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, or give to WBI.org. That's give number 2WBI.org. And you can get yourself either tickets to this amazing movie Tumbledown, which we just talked to Richard Masser about, or a copy of the CD to the soundtrack, which is great, or a video, Narcomania, which is a collection of about 9 films.
How long is it?
Good question. Al, do you know how long it is, the whole thing? Let's see.
Narcomania is probably about an hour worth of content.
Yeah. Guys, an hour worth of content.
60 minutes.
It's great, and it's the title piece, Narcomania, is about widows of drug war victims who chase 4 men from the U.S. Embassy through the streets of Mexico City in a shot-by-shot recreation of the title sequence of The Beatles' A Hard Day's Night. It's kind of amazing. It's kind of brilliant, actually. Again, you definitely want this. So call that number. Call that great, great, great number, that 212-209-2950.
That huge number.
Huge. It's a huge number. And go to give2wbai.org. Give2wbai.org. Or 212-209-2950, because it's not fair if you don't. I like the way he says fair. Also, I like the way he said last night, he's like, my father came from Poland. And it's like, you know, unfortunately, they never would have dreamed that they would live to see the day where they didn't get to see the day where the first Polish man won the New Hampshire primary.
I have a question.
Get it? Because he's Jewish? Yeah.
I have a question for Al about, Al, you're in Mexico right now, correct?
So they say.
Oh yeah. My question is when we're talking about these candidates up here in the United States of America, and we're all getting freaked out and agitated, hoping that our candidate wins. But what effect will it have on any policies in Mexico?
Oh wow, you sound like a super lefty, Gabe. I mean,
well, I mean, if Trump wins, we might build the wall first.
Oh, did you hear how he said last night? By the way, he says, I'm going to build a wall. A wall will be built. That like is a great way to describe it. A wall will be built. He's not saying who's building it. It'll just be built under him.
A little bit about the Bernie versus Hillary and Hillary versus Bernie stuff.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there are listeners who are supporting one or the other candidate and demonizing the one they're not supporting. Right. And really, there's been some bad behavior from supporters on both sides.
Yes.
We have the famous Bernie bros, and then we have the Clinton stans.
Right.
And if you're on Twitter like I am, you know, you get caught in the crossfire all the time. Right. So you remember the debate last week was who's a real progressive?
Right.
You know? And oh my God, it sounded like a 1970s activist meeting.
Right.
You know, I mean, first of all, we all know that that you can't be a real progressive unless you donate to WBAI.
Yes.
Right?
So true. Did you guys hear that? You heard this on Katie Halper Show with Al Giordano as our guest. You can't be a progressive without donating to BAI. So actually, Hillary and Bernie, why don't you donate right now?
And pause onto that. You can't be a real radical unless you subscribe to us on iTunes.
On iTunes, exactly.
And if you want to be a revolutionary, leave us a comments and stars. Review us.
Or else you're just petty bourgeois. If you just subscribe on iTunes, we like you, but you're petty bourgeois. If you want full cred, and if you want to get to Al Giordanian levels,
you gotta subscribe and review.
One thing I've learned, I don't even use the word progressive to describe myself because I don't want to be associated with so many people who do.
Yeah, good call. But
what you believe, how you define yourself doesn't define your politics. What you accomplish doing political work is the only thing that does.
Wow. Is that an Al Giordano original?
Historified. I went off on a rant the other day on Twitter, and some people storified it. I'm basically summarizing this. The tendency for what I call ideological pogroms to purge people.
You can use that word, Al, because we made him an honorary Jew. So, I mean, you could use pogrom, anyone can use it. But when you use it, it's especially powerful because as
honorary weight.
Yeah, exactly. Because we reverse baptized you a Jew on this very show. Okay, sorry. Keep going.
So like this idea that you're going to purge people who don't share your belief system,
right?
The idea that, well, you know, Hillary's not progressive enough, or Bernie's not anti-racist enough, or this and that. You know, this idea that you're going to purge people, that you're going to say they're not part of our universe, is on its face authoritarian.
Mm.
And frankly, many of the people I've met through a life of struggle on this road who hold far left positions, who believe they're the biggest leftist in the world, are, in the way they treat other people, authoritarian.
Right. Sure. I mean, and sometimes it's interesting, like the best husbands, the husbands who wash the dishes the most and take care of the kids the most are like Republicans, and the Marxists are the ones who never wash a dish or... Just wanted to say that. Not that I know. Just stating for a friend. Hashtag stating for a friend. That's why,
I mean, like, I've been arrested 27 times for political work. Spent time in several prisons. But there are armchair activists who will say, Al's not a real progressive.
Right. Because why? Because you're actually engaged in electoral politics?
You know, for all kinds of reasons. Right. You know, because, you know, we have a slightly different idea about something or other.
Right. Well, you know, Al has a brilliant distinction that is worth sharing, I think. I know, between activist and organizer. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, activists are all concerned with their identity. It's like, I go to meetings, I talk to people who I already agree with, sometimes we march around in protest, because it makes me a good person. Not only does it make me a good person, it makes me a superior person to you.
Right.
That's an activist.
Right.
An organizer understands, starts from the position that, you know, the reason why we need a change is that the public opinion doesn't agree with me.
Right.
So the organizer has to go out, knock on doors, talk to strangers, talk to people who don't look or sound like him or her, make phone calls, and persuade people instead of berating them.
Right. Which isn't as fun for some people. They really like to get off their ideological rocks.
Well, I like berating people, but I like to punch up, as you like to say.
Right. Punching up. You know, everyone.
But punching down, that's not a progressive activity.
Right.
You know, I mean, I took on the war on drugs in the 1980s with Abby Hoffman and others. Now we're winning that battle.
Right.
but they're activists whose progressive litmus tests I fail.
Mm-hmm.
And in my experience, those who spend the most time trying to tell us who is radical enough and who isn't, they're the ones that don't do the heavy lifting.
Right. They just
all
they
do, I think I can say this on WBAI, all they do is intellectual masturbation.
Yes. You can say that.
No,
because
no. He can say it, and sadly, he's right.
Yeah, and Reggie can testify that he's right, yeah. No, I'm, it is. And I'm like, when people do that, I'm fine with that because I think that's not a sin. I'm not an onanism, which actually onanism doesn't mean that apparently. But anyway, it's not a sin. But I would just like people, just like I would in real life, I don't want to see it happening, like on the train. I want people to do in the privacy of their own homes, right? So when people, just like you don't masturbate in public, I would like you to do your like intellectual spewing in a closet, go into a closet and do it.
You mean don't do it in my Facebook comment thread?
Don't do it in my face. Book, yes. Can I say that? Is that terrible? But don't do it in my face.
Fine.
Book, yeah. As any feminist will tell you. But I mean, I don't mean to be shame. I don't want to shame feminists who enjoy getting their Facebook pages all whatever
splashed on with comments.
With comment, intellectual, like the intellectual outpouring. The intellectual.
Wow, you're really working on that vision.
Visual.
On a vision board?
Yeah, I'm literally, my vision board said I'd make an analogy today to masturbation.
Well, this is a very wonderful segue down the path of discussing masturbation, but I'd like to continue with my point.
Oh, okay. Sure, fine. That was your masturbation break, everyone. Okay, I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you made use of it. Life hacked it. Okay, sorry.
Okay. Now, what we've had in recent years is this new kind of progressive, who defines himself as a progressive. But what they call progressive is what I call liberal minus civil rights.
Ooh, I like that.
Their version of progressivism is dripping with racism and classism. You know, and they try to talk to me about the working class. Don't even frickin' mention the working class to me until you acknowledge that its majority in the United States is not white.
Mm.
And don't frickin' whisper class struggle in my ear unless you get that the working class is more female than male, too.
Mm.
You know, this idea that the working class is some, you know, white guy in Appalachia with his lunch bucket, you know, yes, that guy, too, is the working class, but it's a very small minority of it.
Hot plates. Isn't that what Kasich said last night when he was talking about the guys with their hot plates?
Anyway, well,
I had to...
His speech had better moments. I did think of before he gave the best speech last night.
Well, yeah, you know what he did? He did the best. You know why? He's literally could not have come off as more incredulous about having succeeded. He's like, there is magic in the air tonight.
But he was telling stories.
Yeah, but his stories were literally, his first story was, I can't believe it. I met a woman. I was talking to her for 15 minutes and she asked where the candidate was. Like,
yeah,
that's his opening.
That's much better than
of course.
Others would do it.
But it was but it was hysterical because it really was like it was almost endearing, and it made me forget that he, as I said on Twitter, I was like, don't worry, because I said I was falling for Kasich, and people freaked out, and I was like, don't worry, I'm not really into the whole like revivalist healer uterus probing thing, except in bed, am I right? Yes.
Not my father's WBAI.
You know what? We're going to put that on our website, right, Gabe?
Yes. The Al Giordano quote.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah.
Also, leave that as a review or comment on our
iTunes
page.
Yes, please. Yeah, Al, please. Lead the. You're an organizer, so we need you to organize around our iTunes page.
So,
we're getting very savvy right now.
But, Al, can you go back to that? A progressive now is liberal without the civil rights?
We're Instagramming that.
You know, I'm talking about...
The new kind of progressive.
I'm talking about, like, the Obama-hating progressive.
Okay.
You know, the ones who say, oh, well, he's just a neoliberal in blackface. You hear a lot of this stuff, and it's incredibly creepily racist.
Right.
You know, and they really can't... This sort of angry white male syndrome that is fueling Trump...
Mm.
Is also fueling a little bit of Bernie's rise.
Yeah.
And you know, I was really proud of Bernie Sanders the other day when he said that the Bernie bros that are harassing other people online, especially women and people of color, are disgusting to him and that we don't need that.
He said, we don't want that crap. Get out of here.
Yes.
It was amazing.
That was great.
Yeah,
but
was
on
great.
The other hand, you've got like Glenn Greenwald doing a column saying, Bernie bros don't exist. This is a myth by corporate media to discredit us. So it's like the first rule of being a Bernie bro is don't talk about Bernie bro.
Right. Just like the first rule of being a hipster is you don't acknowledge that you're a hipster or talk about it.
Right. And these guys like Glenn Greenwald and David Sirota and the people who've been harassing the idea of Obama since he was a candidate, you know, and all they're doing is making sure that people of color will never listen to them.
Mm. Yeah, it's. I think often of that quote, that Abby Hoffman quote. You have to that you've introduced me to. You have to have 1 foot in the system, 1 foot in the street.
Yeah, but these guys aren't even in the street.
No. I'm saying. Oh, yeah.
Like Greenwald's like Hillary takes money from billionaires. Well, what is his newspaper, the internet, but the house organ of a billionaire?
Mm. Yeah.
You know, Intercept or whatever it's called. Yeah. I mean, these guys, they call themselves progressives, but they're liberal minus civil rights.
Wow.
And I do not want to be associated with that.
Mm.
You cannot build a progressive anything in the United States unless you have a multiracial movement. And to have a multiracial movement, white people have to sit down, shut up, and spend a lot of time listening to people who don't look like them, and men have to sit down and shut up and listen to women. And, you know, I mean, there are layers of privilege and there are layers of oppression, and
right.
Nobody is completely oppressed 100% of the time, and
right.
Nobody is completely oppressive 100%
of the time.
Intersectional
feminism, am I right?
That's an academic word.
Yeah, I know, but... It's not my elevator pitch when I'm knocking on doors in New Hampshire, don't worry. Hi, you have time for an intersectional feminist
like
critique?
Something we did in science class in seventh grade,
right.
The frog.
Right. No.
I'm going to intersect a frog.
Wait, Al, we that's not a lifestyle that we have. Sorry. I cannot get my head out of the gutter.
So
today.
when we talk about the different candidates, though, can
yes.
we blame them for, can
right.
we
Good
blame
question.
Bernie
yes.
for his
yes.
bros?
And here's why. You did not hear this crap from Obama volunteers in 2008.
Yeah,
why?
Okay, why?
Why? Because he formed Camp Obama, and he had Marshall Gantz write the training program, and tens of thousands of volunteers went through either an 8-hour or a 3-day training session, not just to teach them how to knock on doors and do data and all the other things, but to teach them how to persuade people instead of berate them, and why it was important to persuade people instead of berate them. Mm. Both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders have raised tens of millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to not have done this kind of training for their people, because their people are the people who didn't get training in 08.
Right.
So the older Democratic white women and the younger progressive white males are the two parts, pieces that weren't so big in the Obama coalition. Mm. If these people had been trained, we wouldn't be dealing with Bernie bros and Clinton stans.
Right.
They'd
sure.
be out there knocking on doors instead of
right.
bothering
so they're,
you
so they're,
social media.
So they're to blame in that you're saying that they didn't prepare the basis, but they're not to blame in the sense that they're actually expressing views that that the bad representatives. In other words,
they're not as bad as their supporters.
Yes, that's yeah.
So
they're not
like,
perfect either.
When I think about Al, when I look at like Trump, and he's at a Trump rally, and an African American is at the rally, and they protest Trump or shouts out. Trump doesn't do anything when his supporters physically remove
right.
the...
Or call someone a P-word.
No, but you have to remember, there were some pretty ugly things by Bernie Sanders supporters against Black Lives Matter activists.
I guess it's that Bernie...
There have been some ugly things by Hillary Clinton supporters, too, over
right.
the years.
And I'm wondering, but I guess what I'm saying is that as that has come up, have Bernie and Hillary's campaigns become more sensitive to their language and sort of reining in bad behavior among their bros or stans?
I think they say they are, but not really. You know,
so
really,
What could they do?
Train your troops.
Okay, so at this point, pragmatically, what could they do? And I'm not being—it's not
hold training sessions. It's not that hard. Bernie's already written a plan. It's called Bernie Camp.
Okay.
They already did one in New Hampshire, and then they didn't do any more.
So they need to do more of those. I can.
So if you're a Sanders volunteer or if you're a Clinton volunteer, you have to go to your campaign and demand training.
Mm.
Right, okay.
Demand that they put all, you don't need it, but demand that they put everyone else through it, too.
Okay, everyone, I hope you're listening to this. This is a really good...
Because I'll tell you another thing from New Hampshire. If you look at the turnout on the Republican primary every year that there's not an incumbent president, it's gone up incrementally every single cycle in the New Hampshire Republican primary, and last night they broke records. They had more people turn out than the Democrats, which doesn't usually happen.
Right.
The Democratic turnout was 50,000 voters fewer than it was 8 years ago.
Mm.
So that says to me that, you know, the much-vaunted Clinton Field Organization hasn't learned much since 2008, and that Bernie doesn't really have a field organization. Bernie really benefited from about 20 or 30,000 former Ron Paul voters that 4 years ago voted in the Republican primary, and they came over. And this morning, all the libertarians of New Hampshire are doing the walk of shame, going, oh, my God, I woke up in a socialist bed. But
thank God. You know, to my house? Hey.
We ought to grab those people and put them through training.
Right. Great. Okay, this is, guys, we are, Al Giordano has said so many amazing nuggets, just and we're not even, we still have more show. Can you believe it? So we just want to remind you, you know what we're going to do, Gabe? I want to start doing this. We're going to also be making, I think we should make t-shirts and cups from the Katie Halper show, and we'll have little things on them from the show that say, like, laugh into the mic, right? That's our big refrain. We'll put some Al Giordano things on it, obviously crediting him.
Yeah.
And some shirts. We'll do it on Zazzle, or what are those websites called? Zazzle, there's another one. So, guys, just remember, you want to go to iTunes, subscribe to the Katie Halper Show, and if you want to hear this kind of knowledge that Al Giordano is dropping like it's hot.
Dropping gems, jewels.
He's dropping jewels. Run the jewels.
That's it. Run the jewels.
He's running the jewels. Go to givetowbai.org. That's give2wbai.org. Because we do this for free here, guys. We come here every week. We love doing it.
I take the subway.
Gabe takes a subway.
35-minute train ride. G-train.
It's like a pogrom, basically. He's reliving the trauma of my people. It's actually something I like. I'm not going to make the... No, I can't make that joke because I'm not... Yeah. Anyway, so our call, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And you're going to say, when you call, you're going to say, I love the Katie Halper Show. I love Gabe Pacheco. I love Reggie Johnson. I love everything about the show. It's too bad that I can't turn them into one person.
Well, mention about the people who you had on the show so far.
Oh, thank you. You're right. You mean this show? Or
this program.
Just this program. Richard Massey.
Well, I'm saying in the
series.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, hold on. I have tenure. Wait for it, ready? In its tenure. Right, I like that. During the tenure of this episode alone, we had Richard Massey, the amazing actor, and you can call that number that we just gave you, 212-209-2950, or go to givetowbai.org, and you say, I want tickets to Tumbledown, amazing movie. Or you can say, I want the CD to the original motion soundtrack. Or you can say, I want the hysterical DVD packed with movie after movie after movie made by Gringoyo, who's from the School of Authentic Journalism, Al Giordano's school, his jam. You can get any of those things. And yes, very important reminder, on this little show that could, we've had hashtag NBD, Ta-Nehisi Coates, the man who got reparations back into the face of the American people. And I do want to say this. I don't think I'm being overly... I don't think I'm being overly Trumpistic when I say that what happened. We had a discussion on the Katie Halper Show about Bill Cosby. We were very critical. The next week, he gets charged, okay? I don't know if that's a coincidence or not. Then what happens? We have Nando Villa on. He interviewed Bernie Sanders, reigniting round two of the reparations debate. What happens? Literally, the week after Nando comes on and talks to us, the UN endorses reparation. Who says that they're voting for Bernie Sanders? Ta-Nehisi Coates. Why? Because the Nando Villa conversation that we had where we challenged some of Ta-Nehisi Coates' ideas, like the way he compared Bernie's stance on reparations, he contrasted that to Abraham Lincoln's stance on slavery, which got him shot in the head. And we just thought that wasn't a very clever way to get someone to adopt a position. we call us crazy, but we thought that wasn't a good thing. And no one talked about that. This thing I will genuinely brag about. No one talked about that. I haven't heard anyone talk about that. The way he was basically like...
being like, you're not real unless you're ready to be a martyr.
Yeah. He's like, it's divisive to be for reparations. Well, so you know what else is divisive? ending slavery, which got so divisive it got Abraham Lincoln shot in the head. We're like, that's not the, again, not the elevator pitch you want to give. But... again, things, major shifts happen, tectonic shifts, if you will. Who knows what's going
to happen? I thought
you
were about to hype, like, end. If you call that number, 212-209-WBAI, and ask for tickets to the Ford Theater.
Yes. You will get to see an entire show of Ford vehicles.
Man. So,
oh, and actually, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, who else did we have on the show? We had Margaret Cho.
Margaret Cho. She's feeling the burn. Judah Friedlander, with Judah Friedlander on. We got to get him back on. Judah, if you're listening to this, I know you are.
Is Judah feeling the burn?
I don't think so, but I want to get him on the show and maybe
he's
he can
between.
Declare. I think he's burned. He may be by burning. Burning curious, maybe. Which? Burning curious. But we also had Nate Silver, Nate through Al Giordano coming full circle, huh? How do you like that?
Yes, Nate is a great American. I'm a big fan.
He's a great American. Also a numbers guy. That's what he and Al can... you know, that they get their numbers jam on. And who else have we had?
We had on Ted Alexandro.
Ted Alexandro, very funny man, Ted Alexandro. We had on, Christian Pan, whose brother, Alan, very sadly, was shot and survived it. But we had him come on the show and talk about it and talk about how these cops in a Houston hospital. Oh, my God. Okay, I don't want to make light of this because that was really serious. And it's not because of our show. But he did come on. I think it was the first, like, New York media thing he did about it. And they closed down that hospital because they let cops.
But what Katie's not telling you is all these great people she's just mentioned, all these amazing heroes. They've now been kidnapped by me down in Mexico, and until you call that number and donate, you'll never see them again.
You'll never see them again. So 212-209-2950 or give to WBAI.org. In fact, Ta-Nehisi Coates, it looked like he was in the Democracy Now! Studio this morning. Really, Al in his what's the house called that you keep your kidnap people in?
Safe house.
In your safe house, Al reconstructed the Democracy Now.
The reason I'm talking to you on the phone right now is I see it works so well for Donald Trump.
Which does?
He calls into the cable show.
Oh, yes, you're so right, right. Total Trump spiel from last night was when he said, after he won New Hampshire, he said, you started this, New Hampshire. You started it. Don't forget. You're the ones who started it. And it's like he manages to make a compliment sound like an ominous threat. That is something that is pretty impressive. Like, that's how he gives you a compliment.
Let me just drop a couple other things here.
And then can remind me, I would love you to comment on whether or not Bernie Sanders is electable or not.
Yeah, I think he's electable. I think Clinton is electable. I don't think either of them is a shoo-in against Donald Trump or any Republican. And that kind of over-optimism, I've heard it spoken in the names of Mondale, Dukakis, or all kinds
Dukakis
of
could have been the first Jewish president.
And, no, I think he's electable, but he has to expand his coalition. And what I'm waiting to see is if in Nevada and if in South Carolina, Sanders can hit a level of support among Latinos and African Americans of 40%. If he can do that, and the Hillary people say he can't, but if he can do that, then he can become a true voice of the Democratic Party, of a multiracial party and movement. But right now, his campaign is stuck in a white ghetto. And, you know, part of that is that the two whitest states get to vote first. What's with that?
Right. But, oh, yeah. Seriously.
But now we're getting into other territory, and, you know, he's going to have to learn on the campaign trail the same way that Obama and all winners have all learned on the campaign trail. And it'll be a good experience for him and for his supporters, but they better get at least a healthy, 35-40% of those two key groups before people like me are going to jump on board, because we've learned from the Obama coalition how to forge a victory in the United States. And without that multiracial aspect, no campaign's going to do it.
Now
let me just also drop, now I think I've promoted WBAI and told people you're not a progressive if you don't give to it.
And sign up on iTunes and give us a good review. Uh-huh.
Exactly. You know, go through the Katie Halper Stations of the Cross.
Yes. And
you
the
might have to look that term up.
Yeah.
And so, but then once you've done all that, go to narconews.com.
Yes, definitely. We endorse that page. It's Katie Halper Show approved.
And the first story is by Fabiola Rocha today.
Hi, Fabiola. We love her. Uh-huh.
Announces that we're going to do another School of Authentic Journalism.
Yay.
In 2016. But there's a Kickstarter campaign that started today, and you just go to narconews.com, you can find out all about that. You can also find out how to apply for the school.
Yes, you guys should apply. Gabe should be at the school.
And then the other thing, oh, they'll love him with his name.
Oh,
and then
God,
the
yeah.
other thing is my predictions, although they go on all the election primaries, although they go to subscribers first, on the day of the election, before they're counting votes, I do give them out over at the social media of Sue.co.
Oh, yeah, Sue.co. In fact, we need to set up a Katie Halper Show page there, right?
That's right, you
okay,
do.
We will. And Al is a very, Al is like, how many followers do you have, Al, at Sue.co?
I have 10,000.
Guys, 10,000.
And just today, wow. I signed up the University of Madison at Wisconsin with its own official account.
Wow.
Is part of the whole authentic journalism family there now.
Awesome.
One of the biggest universities in the land.
In the
University
land.
University of Wisconsin at Madison.
Yeah.
And so they're now part of the family, too. Sue, TSU.co, not .com, .co, C-O, is the only social media that pays back 90% of the ad revenues to those of us who generate the content. And so, you know, I've made well over $3,000 there in 7 months, which I've donated
Whoa.
To the Fund for Authentic Journalism.
Do you guys hear that? That's a lot of money. Uh-huh.
And so if you just go to sue.co/Al Giordano
mm-hmm.
and sign up there, then I can help you get started. And this thing now has 5 million members. It's really fast growing. I know a lot of your readers, a lot of your listeners signed up the last time I was on, and some of them are really, you know, big men and women on campus now over on Sue.
Oh, great. Yeah, I got to be better about Sue. Can't leave. Nobody puts Sue in a corner, except I do, but I'm going to change that.
So anyway, good luck. You know, I always say, if you're, no matter who you're for in this primary, whether it's Clinton or Sanders or some third party thing or some Republican even, although I don't really expect many of those listening to
right.
WBAI.
You right. mean Team Rubio isn't part of our demographic?
Well, I mean, maybe somebody who heard him say Obama
exactly.
knows exactly what he's doing is
right.
now the first on the bandwagon. You
right.
just never know. You know, but whoever it is, if you're out knocking on doors, if you're out demanding that your campaign give you training, if you're out there phone banking, I admire you. Even if I don't admire your candidate, because like Abby Hoffman said, democracy is like chicken soup. You gotta stir it.
Mm, I like that.
So, and that's what the Katie Halper Show does, and
we stir.
And with the help of Gabe and Reggie and your eternal cast of, you know, of high-powered characters coming in and out of the studio.
Who are now in Al Giordano Safe House waiting for you to call and donate.
Donate so that we can let them go again.
Yes.
And so you know, I mean, what you have is a laboratory of democracy. You talked about seizing the means of transportation.
Right.
But now, transportation is through communication. And, you know, your show is literally seizing a piece of terrain in the biggest city in the biggest media capital of the world.
We're gonna make we're gonna make America great again.
It's gonna be huge.
It's gonna be you see, I can't do Donald without sounding like Bernie. But what did you hear last night? Bernie said,
"Well, you know, all I could think of last night. You remember that show, Parents with Children?
Yes, Parents with Children. Yep."
Okay, and at the beginning they have that love and marriage.
Yeah. Oh, not Parents with Children.
Married with Children.
Married with Children.
Yeah,
I couldn't get out of my... Everybody's going to hate me after this because there's going to be an earworm in your head.
What?
Trump and Sanders.
Oh, my God, Al.
And Sanders.
go together. Well, you know what I did, started doing last night? In fact, if any I know, Alex Zubrovich. I'll ask him if he can do it. He's a great intern for the show. But I started doing a Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure thing, but with Bernie and Trump.
That'd be good.
Yeah, that'd be good, right? Let's see. Yeah. I started doing that. Wow. It's Bernie and, but I don't want it to seem like I'm equating the two. I'm just saying that they were surprise victories. But Trump's speech had so many gems. Kasich's did also. I just love how he literally was like, how lucky can one guy get? There's magic in the air tonight. He could not believe he had done so well. And
it was like it was as if Vermin Supreme gave him a pony.
Yes. That is what Gabe said today. Those exact words. And I think it's interesting that Al Giordano has gone on the record as saying that she's electable because that he's electable, that Sanders is electable, because you mentioned Clinton is too, but no one really is arguing that she's not, right? People who don't...
Oh, yeah, no, people are. People are. Neither of them are the strongest candidates, right? Just because they're old. And I'm sorry.
Well, I guess the main critique of Clinton...
I heard you use the term ageist. I am an ageist. I'm older than all of you, and I want you people, the young people, to run the world. I'm an ageist.
Right. All right. Well,
I want a president who can take selfies.
We can't take selfies because we bought a selfie stick for this very purpose and we couldn't set it up, which is kind of sad. But everyone, follow Al Giordano at Sue. And please, if you like the show at all, and if you want to free people like Ted Alexandro, and wait, can I get sued for pretending that they're not really kidnapped, guys? Don't. I know that all the media elite who listens to this show, who wants their fingers on the pulse of the Katie Halper show, they may be writing some stories about some false kidnapping. So we are officially disavowing that as a rumor, but it's still a good tactic. So make sure that you guys. Follow, subscribe to us on iTunes, and call in. Go to WBAI, give2WBAI.org. Again, that's give2WBAI.org, and that's the number. And ask for your amazing DVD package. Guys, you just give $50. It's not a lot. That's like 10 drinks, maybe 15 drinks of alcohol. And
an hour or two of your life.
An hour or two of your life in wages, exactly, in alcohol poisoning. So we're saving you from alcohol poisoning and money. And you can also call into the number 212-209-2950. Get Narcomania. Get tickets to the amazing film Tumbledown. Or get an amazing CD, which is the original motion soundtrack and motion picture soundtrack. Again, just give $50. It's not a lot of money. And... yeah, contact us. We're on the Twitters. I'm KT Halps on Twitter. Gabe Pacheco is...
Gabe_Pacheco.
And have the Katie Halper Show come to your campus or your organization or your institution. We'll have a show. We'll talk about stuff. We'll kibitz. We will see you next week. See you next week. I think we're having a two-hour special from 5 to 7. 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. So we are just on fire. 5 to 7. See you next week. This is the Katie Halper Show. Thank you so much, Al Giordano, for coming in.
Ciao.
Thanks, Al.
Calling in. Bye.
If you compare elephant testicles and human testicles, elephant anatomy makes more sense. If you compare squid eyes to human eyes, squid anatomy makes more sense. Whales' throats make more sense than human throats. The animal kingdom is full of anatomy that is better than ours. Find out why on Ken Gale's Ecologic when he interviews Dr. Abby Hafer at the special time of 7 to 9 p.m. Tuesday, February 16th, right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Hello, listeners. WBAI is having its winter fun drive from February 1st to the 28th. Though it may not always seem this way, there's a whole universe behind your radio.
Really?
And this month, we're asking listeners like you to support our journey.
But how?
It's simple. For a minimum of $10 a month, subscribe and become a member. And you get free gifts. Like a tote bag, discount card, and you can attend exciting events.
Wow, cheap gaming is.
And you're supporting independent progressive radio.
Sign me up, Scotty.
So call today at 212-209-2950.
Or go to give2wbai.org. Once again, that's give2wbai.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Shamrocks.
You are looking especially green today.
I know.
Why?
I'm excited about going to see John McDonough in his hilarious one-man play, Cabtivist.
But we are Shamrocks. How can we go to the theater?
It's John McDonough. He'll let us in.
Whoa, I hope he will.
We're Shamrocks.
The Talking Shamrocks. Where is it?
The Cell Theater at 338 West 23rd Street.
When?
Thursday, February 25th at 7 p.m.
I'm quite excited.
And it's a benefit for WBAI.
The Shamrocks' favorite radio station.
The Talking Shamrocks. And we want to see John McDonough's hilarious one-man play, Cabtivist.
This is exciting. It feels like St. Patrick's Day in February.
Tickets to Cabtivist. John McDonough's Tales of a New York City Cab Driver are only available online at thecelltheater.org. That's theater spelled R-E. Go to the webpage and scroll down. Tickets are $20. Thank you for supporting WBAI.
Hello, friends. Shake off your winter blues and join us on Sunday, February 21st from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Commons Cafe in Brooklyn, located at 388 Atlantic Avenue between Hoyt and Bond, for a Consabor Latino special, Jam for Funds, on behalf of WBAI. Featuring the power salsa trio, Tres del Solar, this three-hour extravaganza will be simulcast on your favorite community radio station, WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. So, mark it on your calendar, tell a friend, and show your support. That's Sunday, February 21st, 3 to 6 p.m. at the Commons Cafe, 388 Atlantic Avenue, for Conspor Latinos, Jam for Funds, featuring Tres del Solar. See you there.
With all of the promos? Well, I guess so. It must just be ready for us then. All right. What do we have here? Well, will you look at the time? It's almost ready, go, set time. As a matter of fact, it is, because it's WBAI New York 99.5 FM, also streaming on the web at WBAI. By it being Wednesday, February 10th, 2016, at 8 p.m., that means it's time for the personal computer shoe. Hey, and we've got Hank. Hank's here. Joe's here. What do you got to say, Hank? What do you got to say?
Hello, world. Welcome to the Personal Computer Show. And I'm glad to be back. I'm Hank Key in the studio of WBAI with the inimitable Stevie DB, who's the engineer on the Personal Computer Show. And joining me this evening is Joe King, my sidekick of, what, 33 years on the air?
In a row?
In a row.
At least more 34, isn't it, Hank?
No, we'll start our 34th year in August.
Ah, okay. I was just off on that.
Yeah, and we're broadcasting live this evening, and we're in a fundraising mode for the next 2 hours. In other words, we're going to be on for 2 hours, and we will not be taking any phone calls on the air at this time. Joe, you have a statement to make?
I have a piece of question for you, actually, Hank. What would cause email to disappear from the server and from the local machine?
You hit the delete key.
No? Now, as a matter of fact, Hank and I were going over it this afternoon, and it's a very peculiar thing. We had read it, and suddenly it was gone. It was...
I think it's from the host. I've seen it happen once or twice before.
Well, you know, tonight is a show where that's a good question, because on tonight's show, if I had been a listener and I had written in or had questioned Hank about it in the past, tonight he would be talking about what caused it and why there was a solution to it and what that solution might be. You know, over the past month, we've been preempted half the time. Next week, on February 17th, we're again going to be preempted. And the schedule for the following week, February 24th, has not been completed, has not been posted. We have not been consulted on it, so we don't know if we're on or we're off. In order to stay relevant to the broadcast schedule, we need the supporters of this show, the people who listen to the Personal Computer Show and like it. We need them to think that the show, the premium that we're offering if you support the station, if you become a member. If you feel that the questions that we answer, the problems that we resolve, the information that we provide is valuable week after week after week, I'd like you to tell the station management that. And the way you can tell them that is by donating to the station, by becoming a member, by actively seeking out a premium. That's the only way they're going to know that you consider this a worthwhile show. There's a way to do it. You dial on your telephone 212-209-2950. And if you're listening to the archive tomorrow, to the podcast, or you're downloading it from the BAI archive, well, you would go to our website and click on the appropriate link. Hank?
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, the Personal Computer Show is probably one of the very few shows on WBAI as well as, you know, on other stations where, you know, we talk about listener support, we talk about non-commercial, and in many ways we don't say we have a book, because when you say here's a book, that's a commercial, or we have theater tickets, that's a commercial. We truly shy away from all that, and maybe that's one of our problems, Joe, in trying to raise money. But we want everyone to know that really the premium that we're offering is really the content of the information that we give out on the show.
Well, not really, only that. Yes, that's most of it.
Well, what I want to say is that if we are no longer on the air, that's a main source of information that people won't get, because we tell it straight. We've criticized companies, we've criticized products. You don't normally find that in the media at all.
Well, in addition to that, Hank, I know that you have spent many, many, many hours this month, not this week, but this month, putting together what I call the urgent care pack. You know, I was walking down the street on 2nd Avenue, and I saw a huge sign. What looked like a store was opening up. It was called Urgent Care. And I was here in my neighborhood. And then a couple of days later, I had caused to be up north on 96th Street, and I found a huge, 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 humongous building with a sign on it, Urgent Care. And I suddenly realized there's a real need. This is not emergency room. This is not people who are bleeding. But this is for people who have real problems, real health problems, medical problems, and they need care urgently. Well, I started thinking about it, and Hank started delivering on it, that a lot of the phone calls, a lot of the email, a lot of the right on the street, people stop us, they have an urgent problem, and they need urgent care for their computer. So Hank decided to put together an urgent care pack. And that's going to be our main premium tonight, that we ask, if you like the show, and if you have ever had a problem with your computer, well, why not call up 212-209-2950 and ask for the Personal Computer Show Urgent Care Pack. And later on in the show, Hank will tell you all about it in the details. But the point is, if you don't support us, we've pretty well been given the idea that we may be history around here. Hank?
Yeah, that's very true, by the way. And, by the way, I want to begin the show a little differently. You know, there are many pioneers in the personal computing business, and, you know, some of the people have never heard of before, but there was a fellow by the name of Edward Yourdon, And Joe, I think you want to make a comment about that. You know, he
passed Edwin away. Yourdon came, worked very long and hard hours behind the scenes until we started coming up on a thing called Year 2000. When suddenly he realized, although a lot of others knew about it, he was the one who brought it to the head. He knew that when the year 2000 came up, when it stopped being 19-something whatever, most of the computers were not set up to handle it. If you put in a two-digit number into the year field, you put in 15, 20, 40, 90, 96, the computer assumed you meant 1996, 1905, 1910, but now suddenly, after the year 2000, you could mean 1905, you could mean 2005. And Ed Yourdon said this was going to be the end of the world as we knew it.
Well, that was his interpretation, but it was an alert to everyone that, hey, there's a whole lot of reprogramming that you got to go back to and fix it up.
And because of the great publicity that he gave it and the urgency that he put on it, when year 2000 actually came, there were very, very, very few problems. There were a couple, but just very few, thanks to people like Ed Yourdon, who not only said it was the end of the world as we knew it, but went about solving it so that it wouldn't be the end of the world. Who was it? Somebody wanted to actually move into the mountains of northern New Mexico because he thought it would be safer there. I guess he had never heard of the cartels.
Well, let me just say that he passed away recently, and we honor the contribution that he's made to the field of personal computing. And by the way, there's a whole bunch of things I want to talk about in terms of not necessarily emergency care, but at least they're urgent that you should be aware of. But before we do that, there's two pieces of news that came out, and I think we really have to go through it because they're really news alerts. Now, I think one of this is very rare that can happen, but even if it's rare, they're going to do something about it. And Apple's recalling the two-prong plugs. Joe, you want to comment on that? Because it could cause a shock risk.
Well,
very rare.
On the one hand, I'm very pleased that Apple is reacting because while it's a very rare chance of a shock...
And not in the United States.
It's not rare in the United States?
No, doesn't affect anyone in the United States.
What I said to Stevie is that, you know, just because the product itself is not purchased in the United States, but people do bring equipment back and forth, and there's a gray market, and, you know, equipment has a way of...
The point being that, there's no such thing as a rare electric shock.
Oh, if it happens to you, it's not rare, okay?
If it happens to you and you happen to, your life depends on the defibrillator and you're sitting on the edge of danger, life danger anyway, and even if it's only one in a million, that means that in the United States that would be 300 people, it could kill. I'm glad they're calling it back.
Most of the time, if you get a shock, it doesn't kill you.
No, if you got the shock, Stevie, it would not kill you. If I got the shock, I doubt seriously if I'd have any damage. But I'm not so sure about some of the people that Hank and I know who are really approaching the century mark.
Or people with a pacemaker, or people with a medical equipment implanted. We just don't know.
But getting the shock itself is very, very rare.
Well, like
if you're one in a million who gets it, to you it's not rare. It's very common.
Well, yeah, like a hit by lightning.
Well,
hey, if you got hit by lightning, my friend, you would be really pissed off.
I get hit twice.
That's really rare.
Let me put it this way: when they say rare, okay, Stevie, interpret rare as being it's only in Argentina, Australia, Brazil, continental Europe, New Zealand, and South Korea, and because it's in those locations, that's rare.
Not in the United States, is it, where we have computers here?
Yeah, but you know what? As I said, people will move equipment across borders. And by the way, what we're talking about is the Apple World Travel Adapter Plug. And this is what we're talking about.
It does not affect the regular Apple AC wall plug adapters, but they're talking about the Apple World Travel adapter plug kit. Okay, so if you happen to have it, or someone bought it overseas and made it a gift to you, give Apple a call on it. They'll replace it. And I look, you know what? They're good citizens. At least they're not saying it's not going to happen, and then they do nothing about it. At least they're doing something about it. I think this is a lesson that they...